Hello and welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. Today is our final look at Psalm 99. We have seen the holiness of God. We've seen that he is holy, holy, holy. We've considered injustice and how that is a stain on God's holiness. And today we look at his amazing grace and mercy to each one of us. Let's pause and pray. Lord, you are a holy God, you are a just God, and you are a gracious God. And so we come to you with empty hands once again, looking to be filled by you. Speak to us, O Lord, we pray, for your servants are listening. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns, let the nations tremble. He sits enthroned between the cherubim, let the earth shake. Great is the Lord in Zion, he is exalted over all the nations. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king is mighty, he loves justice, you have established equity. In Jacob you have done what is right. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, he is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel was among those who called on his name. They called on the Lord and he answered them. He spoke to them from the pillar of cloud. They kept his statutes and the decrees he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain. For the Lord our God is holy. It's extraordinary that we can come to this holy God, that we can come to this God of justice. And yet the thread that runs through this psalm is that ordinary people, people like us, can receive forgiveness. The very fact that he spoke to his people of old shows his grace, the fact that he provided them priests. Theologians talk about divine accommodation, how God in his grace comes to us, understanding our weaknesses, and communicates to us in a way that we can understand, appreciate, and receive. And of course, supremely, this happens in Jesus Christ. God not just speaking to us, but coming to us, the Word made flesh. Not just providing a priest, but providing a great high priest. Not just sacrifices that accommodate to our weaknesses, but one sacrifice for all time, paying the price for our sin. And at the heart of this is the promise of forgiveness. Verse 8, O Lord our God, you answered them. You were to Israel a forgiving God, though you punished their misdeeds. All our sin, all our rebellion, all our hate and anger and shame and mess, these things have been punished in Jesus Christ. He bore the wrath. He paid the cost. And so we can be forgiven. That yearning for forgiveness is something that is deep within us. Ernest Hemingway wrote a short story entitled The Capital of the World. And the central character is a character called Paco, who is estranged from his father. His father puts an advert in a newspaper, "Come back, Paco, all is forgiven." But Paco is a very common name in Spain. And when Paco arrived at the appointed place, he found many others also called Paco, hoping that the message was for them, because they too had been estranged and they too yearned for forgiveness and reconciliation. Our God is a gracious and forgiving God, and he puts an advert, in a sense, in this psalm. You can come back to me and be forgiven. And it doesn't matter how many come, there is enough forgiveness in the cross for all to be cleansed, for all to be set free. The last couple of podcasts before this one have been quite challenging about God's holiness and about God's justice. And so perhaps we need this podcast also. The grace of God, the forgiveness of God for all of those who will come and receive. We pray together and receive God's forgiveness afresh. Maybe that you're coming to God for forgiveness for the first time. What a joy and a wonder that is. The Bible says that there is rejoicing in heaven over one person who comes back to God. Receive his forgiveness now. Receive it by trusting in Jesus as the one who saves you and as the one who wants to be the Lord of your life. Maybe we've been following Jesus for many years. We can receive fresh forgiveness today. The Bible calls us in 1 John to confess our sins before him and says that if we do this, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and make us clean from all our unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you for your free and full forgiveness in Jesus. We thank you that this psalm is like the advert in that newspaper. Come back, all is forgiven. Thank you that that's personal for each one of us. We praise you for your grace, and we receive it today, and we ask that having been forgiven, we would live changed lives. We come back again to the themes of holiness and justice. And we ask that you would help us to live more Christ-like lives and that you would help us to be more just in the way that we live, in the decisions that we take. Lord, help us, strengthen us, show us the way, show us how, give us courage, we pray. For we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen.